There's never a dull moment in the Connor household, and DJ Connor is joining us to talk about the latest season of the ABC show. Hello, Michael Fishman.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we've got to talk about the Halloween episode. The first run of the show, Roseanne, was known for it, and it's sort of become iconic, like the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episodes. People wait for it.
Yeah, you know, we're really proud of Halloween. Halloween has always been a huge holiday for us, and it's exciting every year to see what people are going to turn into and what shape that's going to take.
So going back to the Roseanne days, do you have a favorite Halloween costume or moment from the show? And, of course, the Connors.
Well, you know, the year that DJ wants to be the witch slash warlock, where Dan kind of is uncomfortable, I think that in some ways is a precursor to the situation that Mark finds himself in now, you know, where, you know, clothes kind of can shape the way people look and feel about you. In Mark's case, it's much more how he identifies, and I think that that's the progression of time and kind of the way those characters are different, but also some of the same reactions. I think you're seeing, you know, 25, 30 years apart, I think is very interesting. The year that DJ wanted to be the Terminator and they wanted him to be Alfalfa, and they ended up combining the two to become the Alfalfanator, I think was a pretty funny costume for me personally.
It's like taking a walk down memory lane, because I actually forgot about that. That's right. I mean, they're just so elaborate, the costumes. So what goes into the making of the costumes on the show?
Yeah, you know, our costume department, run by Mary Quigley and now Bramley, is amazing. They have always done a tremendous job. And then Wendy Hogan, who runs our makeup and hair department, is unbelievable at doing all of the makeup and special effects. You know, there's the episode where Becky was a flight attendant and has her face kind of melted off. Mm-hmm. You know, the breakthrough of Darlene's stomach in one of the early ones with the little
zombie thing
that kind of comes out. I love that we make them about pranks and playing and finding the joy in a holiday that previously hadn't really been done that much on television.
And, I mean, that's the beauty of comedy anyway. I mean, the show is, again, tackling some pretty intense issues. We've talked about that before. Just lately, selling drugs, you know, immigration, abuse. And it's a delicate line, but that's the key to good comedy, right? You're taking a serious subject and not making it offensive to the masses. And we know that's difficult in today's society.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a real testament to the writing. It's always been a testament to the legacy of the show, and it's one of the reasons why we felt so strongly about trying to carry it on and making sure the show continued for fans. It's unique because we really get to tackle huge issues, but it is through the prism of this family, and we find humor to kind of desensitize some of it and disarm each other, and we tease each other, and I think that's the real strength of the show.
And now there's the potential return of the Lunchbox. This has had people like wondering for a couple weeks now about what's going on. And so I just checked out the episode Tempest in a Stew Pod, and Jackie and Becky are pitching to Darlene. So do you have any spoilers? Can you spill the beans?
Well, I'll tell you this. You're definitely going to get a taste of what has happened with the Lunchbox and be in that space in a more visceral way. I think classic fans of our show are really going to engage with what happens. I think you can relate to trying to return to a time period where you felt like you were successful and you felt like you had something, and then the desire to be your own boss. I think that's something that we all can relate to many times, is wanting to kind of have our own destiny that we can be in control of, and that's a lot of responsibility. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they can make that possible and how that turns out.
And speaking of responsibility, now that Dan is, he's a single parent and single grandparent, we also see him put his foot down back at the house.
Yeah, I love, you know, John Goodman has always been such a tremendous actor, but I love the way Dan is really asserting himself as the leader in many ways of the family, you know, and he's, you know, the Halloween episode was a good example, as DJ is dealing with the way Mary feels about people not always assuming that she fits in the family based on appearances. And I thought his advice was beautiful. And I think there's been a lot of those moments over the course of this year, and you're really seeing Dan Connor embrace that role, really empower his voice. And John Goodman's just so tremendously talented. It's perfect.
We're talking about iconic elements of the show. Whatever happened with the rooster shirt?
Well, you know, the chicken shirt is still around. We have used it. We used it when we first came back. And there's been bits and references to it. I think our current costume department hasn't wanted to flood us with that, but I would say if the lunchbox is going to be around and we're dealing with that time period, I'm going to guess that sooner or later that chicken shirt will show up.
Something to watch for. It kind of turned into one of those, like, Where's Waldo things, right? When is it going to appear? Where is it going to appear? And people wait for that as well.
Yeah, we've all worn it at some point, so we'll see what comes next.
Yeah, okay, so outside of this upcoming episode, what else is happening with the Connors?
Well, I think what you're going to see is the continuation when it comes to Emma playing Harris. Harris has this kind of line, as you mentioned, where her behavior's not okay. She's not necessarily doing things destructive in her life yet, but the behavior is certainly destructive and could be life-altering, and I think that's a big issue. Odessa's impact, played by Eliza Bennett, I think is a really interesting character that gives us a lot to play against. And then obviously Bev's impact on the family, you know, clearly she has had a hand in things that went deeper than most people anticipated.
And we're going to be watching, so when can we catch the Connors on ABC?
Well, every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, 7 Central, and we love when people come in and check us out. We hope that we give you a reason to laugh and a reason to connect with family.
You absolutely do. Michael Fishman, great chatting with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeremy.